We have 8 mini trefoils, 10 with Russia, 8 mini trefoils, 7 with Sinai. What are the trefoils? So we have 8 mini trefoils. That was 7 with Sinai. Nukuva number 1 is Nukuva. Nukuva is a whole. Okay, that's number 1.
All so besides for what says that we have our mission over here.
No. So it's a different rule. It's just a different angle. Sometimes the Nukuva applies to more than one of the trefoils. General rule which applies across the board, depending on this, it's not a contradiction, it's not more, it's not less, it's just 8 different types, and the list that we enumerated in the Mishnah, we had Nukuva Saveshet, Nukuva Samoyach, Nukrum Shalmoyach, we had in the Mishnah a few examples of where there was a Nekef, but it's a general rule. So here are the 8, number 1 is Shmonim, number 1 is Nukuva, number 1 is Nukuva, it's a whole, Pesuka means that there's a cut, Pesuka means that it's been severed. Nitula, if it's been lacking, something has been taken away. V'chasura, chasura does not mean it was taken away, it just was missing. It just never came with it.
Part of it,
Kurua, if it was cut. Udurusa, if it was trembled upon. Niful, the animal falls down. Ushur, the animal breaks any of its limbs. Lafuke, lukusa, derachish bar papa. So what's the purpose of giving you this long list? What is the long list coming to exclude lukusa derachish? Which means Lukusha is the kidney. Now let's go through this Rashi. Rashi tells us all the different types of things. A very good Rashi. We're just coming over here to exclude the case of Lurachish, and that was the case of the kidney. That was yesterday's daf, I believe.
Yeah, which is really, but none of the things that Ula mentioned. He didn't mention anything about any organs. He just mentioned types. So what do you mean, Lafuke, Lukusa?
Lukusa means the kidney has been damaged. Lukusa means...
So that's very nice, but that's not Lafuke. Yeah. Ula is not mentioning anything about any organ, period.
No, so we have Nafuke. Okay, let's see the Rashi. You know
what I'm saying?
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Let's see over here. The Rashi over here says Nitula. Okay, Rashi is 8 lines down. There are 8 different types of trefus of 8 lines down. Nitula Nidla Kave. The case of Nitula is, Rashi does not even go through all the different examples because some of them are so simplistic.
When it says Nitla HaKoved, it could be Nitla.
Nitula. Nitula
is the liver. It could be the cloyus.
Right. So we're saying that's not so rash. Rashi only says Nitula refers only to the liver.
Exclusion of anything else?
Yes, that's what it appears to say. Nitla HaKoved, the entire cover is missing. Then when it says Rash Nafula, Naflam Nagat, Galuda. Now Rash coming to Bavon, what's Galuda? Galuda, we learned yesterday. Galuda is when the animal's been skinned. The animal has been peeled. You've peeled off its flesh.
Mem gimel
amid alf. We're a little bit in the Rashi's. We just started. Galuda is bechlal netula. Shemdila oira v'nech.
Which gemara? Which
mem gimel amid alf.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, we're middle of the Rashi's. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
How many lines from the top?
10 lines down.
The Rashi.
The Rashi. 10 lines down in the Rashi. 10 lines down. We're going through 8 different types of trefus. 8 different types of trefus that were said Lachon Moshe Sinai. So there is the civil case in the Kuva. There's a whole psuka. There is a something's been severed. That refers to the windpipe. The windpipe has been severed in its majority. Nitula is the liver has been completely removed. Chasura, what's chasura? Now, chasura, he doesn't say. Chasura just means something is missing. What is missing? So now we have to go. So the case of chasura is the lung. Okay, the lung is shechosra. In the Mishnah, when it said the case of chasura refers to the lung, and then when it says, right in the Rashi. Okay, and then Rashi goes to the next one. Rashi jumps to the case.
What does the galuda mean?
Skinned. If the skin has been peeled off the back of the animal.
Only then it renders it a treif.
Yes, then it's a treif. If the majority of the skin has been taken off the animal, even though the animal is alive and well.
What happens if the skin is intact?
Doesn't matter. If the skin, it's not intact. If the skin has been taken off the animal.
But let's say not.
Flayed alive.
Then it can live more than 12. Then it's not.
So that's the machlaik. The gemara is a treif or something which can live more than a year. And that's machlaik. That we learned yesterday.
But you see, it has to do with the skin. If the majority of the skin
has been taken off the back of the animal, so then that halacha l'moshe Sinai is a treifa. It's a treifa. The question is, just because it's a treifa, does that mean it's going to die?
I got it.
Two different things.
Now, what's interesting, and it's very interesting, the scenario, it falling from the roof and the skin should come. That's
No. It's a separate thing entirely. Galuda has nothing to do with falling off the roof. Galuda is a separate type of treifa.
No, wait, one second. The fool, enough from that gag.
Period.
Oh, I see what
next,
you're saying.
Next, Ugeluda. Rashi is asking Akash, why does the Mishnah mention Galuda? So he says, Nichlal Netula, that's included in Netula, even though Netula we learned before
has
been taken away. It's been removed.
And that's one of the 18 treifas?
Yes. Well, that's
taken away.
In Ula's category, there are eight. Ula's category, Ula's focusing on eight.
Now, why the Mishnah, why Ula didn't mention?
Ula includes, I guess what it means, he summarizes, he condenses.
First of all, who says Omar? Pia Maravo.
Om, the very top line of the Gemara. Om Ula. Top on Ula. Ula. Chas and Shevis. Ula is condensing.
He disagrees.
No, it's not
doing.
It's coming to condense.
I got it.
And therefore,
just like Chavakuk.
Right.
Taking everything into
and Muna. Sadiq and Zil. So don't
Gemara and Malkas. Yeah, okay.
Ugeluda b'chlal Netula. Geluda is included in Netula. Netula we learn over in the Mishnah means the Pashas Netula is where the liver has been removed in its entirety. So Rashi says, what about Geluda?
Geluda is a subcategory.
It's a subcategory. Excellent. Shenid l'hoira. Next, the nechtechurag lecha b'chlal chasura. In the Mishnah, when it says chasura, it's a reference to the lungs. Mm-hmm. If one of the lobes of the lungs has missing, it was born without. There are five lobes in the lung. Right. Let's say the animal is born with only four of them.
When you say lobe, something that's hanging?
Well,
like an earlobe?
Yeah, in the lungs, there are five of them. There are five. Three on one side and three on one side.
We're talking about lungs over here.
That's chasura. And when it says in the Mishnah the word chasura...
And Rashi says, and it says.
No, that's Netula. That was not in the Mishnah. He does call me to include the list. We got to the yesterday topics.
So you tell me what's in the Mishnah.
Right, well, Mishnah and the Gemara. We only learned yesterday Amud Aleph. But Amud Beis, the Gemara went through a whole list. Right. What about all these other types of treifas? Yeah, the case of the...
Okay.
Right, so therefore, now Rashi is coming to explain that this eight is nichlal all of the treifas. And when it says over here, the case of Chasera, that Chasura in the Mishnah refers generally to the lungs.
Okay.
A lobe is missing.
Okay.
So Rashi over here says that when it says over here, when it says on the days yesterday, there's another chapter called that if the legs have been cut off, okay,
that's included
in Chasura. I lost face to Rashi.
When Nani was born without the legs, he came on.
Nechler, it was seven.
Talking about the entire legs we're talking about?
Yes, above the knee.
Above the knee.
Nechler, aglecha, b'chlal, chasura. Okay, v'shof miduchte. There's another tray for v'shof miduchte. It's the hip has been dislodged from its socket.
Yeah.
Okay? That's b'chlal nitula.
Forgive me, what's v'shof mean?
Shof means to be moved. Shof means to be moved.
No, yeah.
Miduchte from its place.
What has been
the
dislodged?
The hip. Leg bone. Yeah, the leg bone where it connects into the thigh has been dislodged.
B'chlal
nitula. V'chein nidal delus simonim. Nidal delu means that if the simonim referring to the kone and the veshet.
Right.
They've been dislodged. That's another example. I don't know exactly what that is.
Mm-hmm.
We had that as yesterday's Gemara. I'm going back to yesterday's daf. We didn't learn this yesterday together.
Mm-hmm.
And Rashi the session nidalu nitlushu b'kam l'koymos u'mukubodin kan ma'at v'kan ma'at. So the simonim means.
But did you have that Rashi on the
list? Rashi is towards the bottom. It's towards the bottom. But the Gemara is going to discuss. I believe when the Gemara is going to discuss, we have pictures. If we'll get to it. Mm-hmm. There'll be pictures that discuss in much more detail. Is where is a certain type of defect in the kone and the veshet that it's been ripped apart. It's been experienced trauma, and it's not been. There are no holes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not been dislodged, but it's not. It's been nitlishu b'kamam l'koymas. It's not suspended in its natural way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if you really appreciate it, come and see the pictures, but it's one of the treifas. So he says, gosh, how come, where does that fit into this list of eight? So he says that's nitula. V'chein nidadlu simonim v'akir sela. Rib has been uprooted. V'chavisas gul goyles. If the skull has been crushed. Okay?
That's under the category of Shavura.
That's called Shavura. Okay, so these three things, Nidalu of Simonim, Akira Sela, Kavisas Kilgoyles, that the skull has been crushed.
One last thing,
Bosa Choyfe, Hai Nekua, Bosa, that's Choyfe, that was one of the Trefas yesterday. Bosa Choyfe, that's Roif HaKores, Berubai Trefa. The Bosa, that was the last thing in yesterday's daf. One of the treifas listed in the English, which the Gemara is going to discuss later on, is basar, that is choyfe, that covers, that's roif ha-kares, beruba, if it's been cut or removed in its majority. Rashi.
That's been covered,
look at Rashi on the bottom. Rashi on the bottom. On yesterday, it's not the mimbeis and the bottom. Mimbeis and the roif. Amibeis. Zeru kirum of shekoyrin ten penna.
So which Rashi, how many lines from the bottom?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 lines from the bottom. Yesterday, the Gemara enumerated a long list of other treifas. And one of them was the basa, that's chayfa, wherever the keres. So Rashi will assess. Zeu kirum. This is a membrane of a thick membrane. Shekoyrin te nefena. Kishe poischin es abheima. When you open up the animal, v'choytchim es abasa, lo'orech abheima, v'hu near it, you can see it. V'hai du kori lei chayfa es reva keres, lo'i kori lei chayfa es hakeres. Why do we call it roiv? V'nei shemiyot hakores nechba b'sich tzalos echazer v'hasuchus. V'hasuchus, part of the animal, whatever that is. Part of the animal is not, part of the stomach is not to be seen. That's why that this membrane that covers the stomach can only possibly cover the majority of the keres.
Right.
Because the miut of the keres is hidden in the rims. That's terminology. The ruboy mechuse bebasar, kares, fine. Levada, beloy beza kaisas, and he goes on now. Vimikra ruboy, here's the key part of the Rashi. If the majority of this flesh that covers the majority of the keres has been cut. Shalbasar, can I get a kares? Even though this basar, relative to the other basar, is the miut. You have to go to the whole pictures. But this, if the majority of this basar has been cut, has been ripped, it's a treifa. Okay, vaita.
See, a veterinarian would be very well familiar with this.
What?
Veterinary, not necessarily, not. Maybe
yeah. Surely, that's what their job is. Surely, that's what their job is.
Therefore,
we got over to the 8th. Let's cause the Gemara one more time. Let's cause the Gemara one more time. I'm all the one more time. I'm one in the Trevis, and then we'll be in Mishra Sinai. Nekuva, a hole. Suka, if the windpipe has been severed, severed in its majority. Nitula, the liver has been removed. Or we had in Rashi other examples of Nitula.
But let's say if some of it was still...
Doesn't matter. No, if something's still left, it depends. It depends on the organ. It depends on the kaveh. Even a small amount is okay. But other organs, if it's taken away, it's no good. Wow. I don't know the details. Vachasura, it was missing. It was born without it. And Rashi and other examples.
What was missing?
Any limb? No, chasura refers usually to the lung.
If the lobes
are missing. Rashi gives other examples. Kiruav, it's been ripped. Udrus, it's been trampled upon by a predator. Nifula, if it falls down from a roof. And a shavur, if it breaks certain limbs. There's certain limbs that are broken or certain bones, then it's going to be a treif. Okay, we have eight general. So then, the Gemara, what's the purpose of giving the number 8? The Gemara says, Lafuke Lukuso de Rochish Bar Papa. Rochish Bar Papa is a person. He's one of the people that we mentioned in Asiyam. Rochish Bar Papa. Odo Bar Papa. Mori Bar Papa. Rafa Bar Papa. This is him. Here we have. Here we got him. Rochish. So every time you go to Asiyam and you hear them say, Rochish Bar Papa, you're going to remember this night.
Yeah.
You are going to remember. So the night of Thursday, Yom Chamishi, early Yom Chamishi. What?
Guess he's not very often mentioned.
No, he's not. You want to do a computer search? He's not in
Bob. What does Lukusa mean? Lukusa
means the kidney. The kidney. If the kidney is damaged,
there's
damage to the kidney, Rashi. The kulia. The word Lukusa means lokui. It's been smitten. It's been smitten. A diseased kidney, she'ena b'chlal elu, it's not included, that this is not called the treifa. If an animal has a damaged kidney, it does not make it into a treifa. And that's why Ula gave a list. The list was with precision. There are 8 and not 9.
So you see from here, according to the Rambam, that says that the 18 or 8, whatever, you can't live more than, you can live more than 12 months.
You can condense. No, who does he live more than 12 months? Who says?
What?
That's a separate issue. We're not discussing that.
There's not a subcategory of what was the treifas.
There is. The Rambam breaks it down into 70.
So what may it taste?
No, because the fact that the Gemara discussed exactly these indicates that these are on a category by themselves. I don't know. This is very, very complicated how you break them. You have to understand all these things. I have no clue. But all we do know is one thing. The Mishnah lists 18. Okay, that we do know. And Ula comes to list 8.
And
we learned yesterday...
Is the kulia included in the 18?
The Kuli is not.
No,
it's not. It's not. It doesn't that was one of the Shev Shmaitza. That was the Shev Shmaitza. Okay, we have to remember the numbers. 18 in the Mishnah. Then we learned yes in the very, very bottom. Oh, fracting Marvel Ika, there is Baskar. Baskar was Rosh Tevis for four more. And Vishav Shmaitza. And seven of the Brisa. So there are 11 more. There are 11 more than the Gemara, this Omud, which we did not learn yesterday, enumerates the other 11.
Yeah.
So that would take us from 18 to 29.
One second, another 11 besides for the 8, 11? That's 19.
18 besides the 18. 18 in the Mishnah, there are 18.
Correct.
Now, then the Gemara goes on to say, in addition to the 18 in the Mishnah, there are 11. Another 11. Shev of Shmaitza, 7 of the Brisa, and Baskar.
So it's 29.
So that's 29, exactly. Period. That's then the Gemara Sakasha. Oh, so how come the Mishnah only says only 18? Because when the Mishnah goes on to say Zehaklal, it's coming to be Marbe, the other 11. So why then did the Mishnah say that the other 11? Why did the Mishnah only include Zehaklal? Because the Mustard, according to the Mishnah, those other 11 are really subcategories of the 18 in the Mishnah.
Now Ula
is not coming to disagree. Ula is just coming to 8. Now his Chachma of condensing things is, if you go look at all the 29, if you look at the 29, if you analyze them, you will discover from the 29 you can really break it down into 8. Not really. It really breaks down into 9. That's the truth. If you would take all of the 29 from the entire Daf Mem base and you'd analyze it, it can be condensed into 9. Oh, but Ula says only 8. Because there's one thing that Ula disagrees with. He disagrees with the kidney, the lukusa.
And there's a mandam that says, no, you do include...
Yes, the whole daf. This daf. Page Membeis, which we're going to learn. Page Membeis includes 29.
That talks about
the lukusa, includes his case. Yes, so here it's coming over here to say that we're not going to include that case.
One second, so lukusa means that it's...
Smitten, the kidney. It's not working. Nothing is missing. There's nothing missing. There are no holes, no punctures. But it doesn't work. There's some type of whatever, it's discoloration, there's some disease.
But again, what I said earlier, a few moments ago, that the mandam that says that this machlek is, this trait, if they can live or not, so the Mekont Mandama, these cannot live more than...
It's not Muk, we don't know. We don't know if it could live or not.
No, but there's a Mandama that holds like that.
There are two opinions. One opinion holds all of the treifas, they're going to die. One holds not, they're not going to die.
But the opinion says all will die, that means kidney will not die.
No. Oh, it's not a treifa.
It's not a treifa.
Since he holds on it,
and therefore, because it can't,
possibly, but
because it can live.
Maybe yes. I see, what you're saying is very, very interesting. But I'll give you a mashal. Bizman hazeh. It's really not so clear. Because bizman hazeh, we know for a fact there are other treifas that are not listed in the Mishnah. The animal dies. There are diseases today that are not listed in the Mishnah, and the animal will die.
And
then
I'm in a subcategory.
And yet, if you have an animal that has that problem, it's mutar. You can eat it because it's not
what's the
listed.
Meaning, according to that mandam.
And yet, and there are things in the Mishnah.
Because I look much saying.
And there are things in the Mishnah that we know to bizman that there's a sircha, it doesn't affect the animal whatsoever. If you have an animal that has a sircha in the lungs.
So you see from here, it's not necessarily.
Right, it's how Rashi emphasizes over and over. Halacha l'moishim sinai. Oh, but what about treif and achayah? So we learned yesterday from the Chazoinish. And what it means is that when the Torah was given, then these things the animal would die from. When the Torah was given. When the Torah was given, the animals would die from these. But bizman hazeh, the animals have adapted to the mitzis of this world. They've adapted and they're able to live even though they have these defects.
Chazanish writes
it. Yes, the famous Chazanish. Because that if you
they're able to
over 2,000 years, 3,000 years, the animals have been able to adapt to the world. And even though when the Torah Matan Torah, an animal had a hole in its lung, it would die.
So you're telling me the animals have so that means
they have
evolved.
A koyach of resilience.
So they've evolved their nature.
Evolve is a dangerous word.
I know. Darwin's
right.
I know.
Darwin, what he meant evolve means to go from a monkey into a
not
person.
Not only that.
That's nonsense.
I know. But someone corrected me. Yeah. Someone got so angry. A firm guy. He says, no. He says even, he took two birds from the same kind of bird from
okay,
two different countries.
Okay, that's not a sure evolution.
And they eat,
but
they
the point
eat
over here
things.
Is, the point over here is that over time, human beings and animals have a koyach to overcome
so
their limitations. Yep. I don't know if it's called Nishtana HaTeva. You're going very far to say that there is such a principle in Nishtana HaTeva. No one's coming to
but
disagree
with
that.
It has to do with
the koyach of being able to overcome weaknesses. It's a resilience in the
min. So you're telling me today the environment's much more less polluted than it used to be?
That's pollution and different issue altogether. We're talking about the ability of a person.
But why is that?
Has a koyach Hashem put in the bria that people are able to overcome their weaknesses in the world of ruchnius.
He says about people also, just by animals.
everyone.
I love to see this
everyone.
One. You can show it to me one time.
Okay. By, absolutely.
You can show it to me one time.
So you see, yeah. They all talk about this.
I'll ask my superior.
Okay, let's go weiter. So now, Omar, Chia Barab, Shmoyne Shevus Yesh Benukuba. He comes to elaborate. There are eight trefos in Mikuba. There are eight.
It's not the regular Chia.
What?
It's not the regular person, Rav Chia.
Omar Chia Barav.
That's right.
Why not?
I don't know, that's Rav Chia. This is Chia Barav.
Okay, fine. There are eight different types of trefos in Mikuba. And Rashi did us the Toiva and he told us the eight types. Look at Rashi. Mikuba Saveshet, the Savgis, the Akrum. Is the brain, the halev, the heart, the horeh, the lungs, the akeva is the fourth stomach, the hadakin is the intestines, the kores is the first stomach, hapanimi, the inner part of the kores, the hamses.
It goes together, keres hapanimi.
Keres hapanimi, the hemses is the second stomach, the third stomach, and he includes, he holds that the two middle stomachs, and there are four stomachs.
What are they called? The mouth?
The hemses,
and
the beis hakoisais. We consider
to
be one, since they flow one to the other.
Hotamani, you have eight.
That's eight. Hotamani. So that's the Gemara, we'll say, this is number nine. What's number nine? Is the Mora, is the gallbladder. The gallbladder is going to hold us in the trefa. The Gemara says, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Yosef. So why don't we normally we should say there should be nine?
Hole, yeah.
Because we have halacha, that if the Mishnah says that there's a hole in the Mora, it's a trefa. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says the one that is making the statement, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehudi, the Ketani law, the one that made this statement over here that says they are going to, even though he is saying this, the name of Rav, it's really coming from Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. He's the one that's saying it, and he holds that if the Mara, the Tanya, Nikva Keva, Nikva Dakin, trefa, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Af Nikva Hamar, so the Mishnah that says the Mara. In the Mishnah, we had one of the cases was Nikva Hamara. That was number one of the 18. It's a trefa. Oh, so how can we over here? So there are only eight types of holes. There should be a total of nine.
Because Amara,
the gallbladder. The gallbladder is an essential organ to the liver. The gallbladder injects bile into the liver. The liver cannot exist without the gallbladder. Listen, it's a hole in the gallbladder.
When you say Mora Shchaira, that's
Mora Shchaira, so it's too much of the. It's very
which causes
bitter.
Depression.
It's extremely, extremely bitter. The gall, the
right.
bile is.
It's a chemical
so they say,
imbalance.
They say that a person is very bitter. It means that the gallbladder is injecting too much bile into the liver, into the person's blood, and that's what affects his mind. Is that scientifically true? I do not know, but that's how they understood it in the time of Chazal. Mm-hmm. Person Mora Shechoira. The Mora is black, a black gallbladder, which the bile is bitter. That is a given. Bile, if we do an autopsy, you take out the bile of a human being, and you do a taste test. What?
An animal can't live without a gallbladder?
No one can live without a gallbladder.
People have gallbladder removed.
They have the whole thing removed,
yeah.
The entire thing?
Yeah.
Lyndon Johnson ended the
gallbladder. I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't know the answer. I don't know. We have to get a doctor over here.
LBJ, your mother-in-law.
Are you serious? Your mother-in-law?
No.
Had a gallbladder removed, right.
So people could live
very... She was, now she's not bitter anymore.
When she's not a... Oh. Oh.
She's not? Weiter.
How's your mother-in-law
doing? Weiter.
For Shalima.
The Tanya, Nikva, okay,
he's asking a very good question. 1 second. So he adds Rabbi nine Yossi, this,
so when it says in the Mishnah that Nikva Hamar is a trefa, that's a Das Yochid. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yossi of Yehuda. This Bryce that we call it was Chia. Chia disagrees.
It's not a
Seer,
by the way.
Chia disagrees, right? So the Yossi of Nikva Hamar, right? Now we go into the Simonim,
yeah.
Right? Hilchois, each one of these words is going to be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five words, each one is Sinai, each one is Kalik, right?
What is the Kukavan again? Remind me.
Kukavan.
We didn't do that yet. Kukavan is
no,
the gizzard. The gizzard is the part of the chicken. A Kukavan only is the chicken.
Pipikla.
The pupik, and it goes and it crushes. It crushes the food. It's a muscle.
Wow.
The Kukavan is a muscle which crushes the food into little tiny pieces.
Mm.
Simon. Amar Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Rabbi Yosef. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda. We pass it.
That is nine.
If there is a hole in the gallbladder trefa, and that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. brought down in the Torah Shulchan Yodeh Siman Min Beis Sif Aleph, first halacha and Siman Min Beis halacha. What are they answering? What did the Rabban answer to? They disagree.
It differs, yeah.
We pass like him. So, how then can they come to disagree and say that if there's a hole in the gallbladder, it's not going to be a treifa? Mm-hmm. You bring a rye from Eoiv. It says, by Eoiv, Yishbech l'oretz mi rei rossi. V'adayin Eoiv kayam. Eoiv said about himself, he said about himself that made it happen, he cursed himself. He said about himself is that my gallbladder may be spilled out to the earth, the bile of my gallbladder. So by him saying this, he was indicating that this happened to him, that he has a hole. He said about himself that there is a hole in his gallbladder, and all of the bile has spilled.
Bile, by the way?
The bile is juice, is the secretion of the gallbladder. The only way
you said that works harmoniously
with the
liver.
Bile is injected. It cleans out. It helps the liver. It helps the liver.
I thought
clean
the kidneys
out.
Clean. Okay. Okay, everything, okay.
All these things. Yishbech l'aretz mi rei rossi. V'adayin, Eiv kayam. Eiv is still alive. Eiv did not die. It's that
was a metaphor.
What?
That was
also
okay,
the
okay,
same
so
thing.
Okay, so by the Gemara, the so what will the Chayv, you take the positive, it pays value.
Second, from this positive, what do you see from here?
That if he didn't have his gold bladder. Eiv lived. Eiv did not die.
Yeah, but
the Moisar Adam min ha-beheva oyin.
So what's the terrorist?
So if Eiv was alive, Eiv lived. How long did he live for? The Gemara here is following the Malim that says Treifa Enechaya. The Gemara here is clearly following the opinion that says Treifa Enechnami, Treifa Enechaya. And the fact that Eiv lived, he lived to tell about it, is
not
the case. It's not a Treifa. So if you have a Raya, the right to the Malim that says the right to Chia, but that is not a Treifa, Kasha, Amluchem. Right, Amluchem, Ein Maskin, the Maise Nisim. The whole story of Eiv. A whole new Yisoy, this is an unbelievable Yisoy. You learn Sefer Eiv, the Ganse Maisa Eiv, the Gemara was telling you, is Maisa Nisim.
But Derech Hateva, a person cannot.
He could not have survived. The whole story, this Gemara is essential to learn as the Hagdama to learning Sefer Eiv. That the Ganse Maisa Eiv was Maisa Nisim. So Achlek is really, according to the first one, it's not. According to the Derech Hateva, that it says
right.
That you see that a Mora, a Nikiva, Samora, is not a treifa.
And here he says it's just
and
an
here he says that it is.
Eiv, yeah.
And even though really, oh, how then the king of life? Because the ganze mice of Eiv is a whole. It's not a real story. It's a mice nisim, whatever that means. One man of the whole thing never existed.
Yeah,
he's a man of machlekes. He never existed. Whatever it means. But if you want to learn that he existed, the whole story is mice nisim.
By the way, you know Moshe Rabbeinu was the author of Sefer Eiv. You know that. According to everybody.
According to everyone?
According to everybody, yeah.
Okay.
Look in the Gemara Baba Basra, you'll see it.
The Eilah Teimach. If you're not going to say this, I'll prove you, because what else is in Sevi? It's in Sevi, Yifalach.
Oh, he's bringing Arayim as
in his Yachmol. He's complaining to Hashem, you have split open my kidneys.
See, Rabbi Shrom is right. This is figuratively speaking.
Well, let's see what he says. What's the proof?
Yeah.
This woman, Yifalach Kil Yosef Lo Yachmol. He's complaining to Hashem, you have split open my kidneys,
yeah,
and you have not shown me any compassion. And everyone agrees,
yeah,
that if the kidneys have been cut open, it's a treifa.
Right.
So the fact that he says I'm still alive, so miko choye, could a person live with the kidneys are split open? Everyone agrees that if the kidneys are split open, it is going
and
to be,
obviously we're talking about
it's going
both,
to be a treifa. It's going to be a treifa. So therefore, the fact over here that the kidneys
it's awful of a
so goes to Shaila Nisa Shiny, the Sims of the Pasuk Rak Nafsha Shemar, Hashem told the Malach, Hashem said to the Satan, that I'm giving you Rishos to bring upon Eiv Yisurin, but I'm telling you Nafshoy Shemar, which this Mandam learned to teach you that the Satan was given superhuman strength, was given the Koyach to do Nisim, miracles to torture a person and still keep alive. So it's an amazing Gemara. It's amazing because this Gemara is coming to teach you Derech Agav, the whole Yisurin of Eiv. You learn Eiv. You learn Sefer Eiv, and Sefer Eiv learned about a person who suffered. How does a person relate to this? And the Gemara coined to one man, Amar, that sometimes the Satan has the koyach to bring upon a person Yisurim, that a mamish l'mala miderech, which al derech ateva he would die from, and yet the Satan himself is also giving the person a supernatural koyach to live, to be soivel the Yisurim.
So it says. Rashi over here, Godot Tzar.
Let's see Rashi.
By the way, he was an exception.
Rakas nafsho shemar. Makos makos moves.
Makos moves.
He kahu. Well, the kach nitzav l'shemar nafsho. He was given permission to kill him. Death. And that's why he cut open the kidneys. He split the kidneys open.
No, he was giving him permission, no, not to kill him. He instructed not to kill him.
Guard his nisham right. That does not leave.
Exactly.
But it says over here, yifalach kil yosai v'lo
yachmol. Exactly.
The sultan was given permission to open up his kidneys, to split open his kidneys. That's correct. Death. That's a death blow. And yet he's still alive.
Right.
How is he still alive? Because the same sultan that was given permission to cut open the kidneys, was also given the koyach to keep him alive, to be soivel the Yisurin.
Right.
It's Ma'aseh Nisim.
Yeah.
To live just like this, Ma'aseh Nisim.
Vayitah,
well, the kach nitzav l'shmo nafsho, because then we remember Shabbat HaShutofin, God old tzar shal satan, mishal Yiv, it was even more difficult for him.
It was more difficult for the satan.
The satan, because he had to do something that's very hard to move over here. Because the person, you tell the person, I want you to smash the jar, but make sure you don't lose any wine.
It was much more difficult.
How are you going to preserve every drop of wine when you smash the barrel? So he was told, that's the mashal, he was told, a person is a kli cheres. Man is ofar min hu adama. So different. Someone's given permission, but permission to go into to shatter the guf. But the neshama is compared to yayin. The yayin toiv. And therefore he had to preserve the yayin, preserve his neshama.
There, Agav, the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu took the Sefer Iyav, he went to Mitzrayim, and he gave them hope. He started reading from Sefer Iyav. He had already written before the Torah was given. He went to him and saying that that's how he gave chizuk. He showed them Sefer Iyav.
Beautiful. That was
I'll
a
show you the Medrash. Yeah.
Beautiful. Next,
he wrote actually before he wrote the Torah.
He wrote
which was the last day of his life. Okay. I mean, the 13 Sefer Torahs.
Now, what are we referring to? Gezayis. We're talking over here. The liver. We're going back to the liver. The liver.
Yes.
We have learned that if you remove the liver, nitla hakavid is a person. The person can live as long as there remains in the animal. So the animal, of course, the humans can be as well. A kezias.
You should know a liver. Is it very big now?
It's the heaviest
That's
organ.
That's why it's called kaved.
It's the heaviest organ in the
That's
body.
That's why it's called kaved.
Last week's parsha, kaved lev paro. Paro's heart has turned into a liver. What's the pshat?
Yeah, what's the pshat in that?
A lave is a noisane. What does the heart do? It pumps.
Yeah.
It gives. What does the liver do? The liver collects all the blood. It's a collector. It's a taker.
It and consists of blood, the whole thing.
The whole liver is cooled down.
That's the reason why it's not
cooled down. It's
to,
a makabel. It's a makabel.
You have to broil it.
The melicha is not enough. Melicha is not enough. It's a makabel. And when all the blood gets stretched, the whole thing is blood. Cooled down. And then it purifies it. And then, it's over. It's so much blood, so it lets it go back into the body. But it's a makabel. It's one of the organs. Every single drop of blood goes into the liver at some point in time. Every single drop of blood has to go to be purified, has to be cleaned by the liver.
By the way, talking about broiling, as a mashgiach, I think they do it in many places where they kashen the liver. Besides for broiling, they put for salt.
Melicha me'at. The Ramah says, melicha me'at.
And what happens a lot?
You don't need to. A small amount.
I saw this guy. I was watching him. He was putting melicha
me'at. Says Rama. I once went to the Ask OU. They took us to a facility where they were kashering liver. Do you know what machine they used to kasher liver?
What was this? Okay, doesn't matter.
It could be Ali processing. The same
it's in
exact.
Ohio.
No, over here they have a place in Staten Island. I think.
You sure?
Yeah, mass place in Staten Island. The same exact machines they use in Burger King and McDonald's. To make cheeseburgers, they purchased those exact same machines that they make cheeseburgers. They fry, they roast the cheese on the meat. That exact same machine, no modification, is purchased by Ali Processing, massive whole room of them. And they on those machines, they put the liver, and it broils the liver. That's what we use it for.
It was.
You think it was invented by Hashem for cheeseburgers? It was invented kasher liver.
By the way, at Der Chaga, I'm not going to mention, there was a butcher store that's still around. They have branches all over. And they were kashering liver through electric currents, through a microwave. And it was a whole...
tumult!
Who says
electrical current is kasher for melicha?
Everybody has shopped there, and they stopped doing it.
Oh. A scandal.
A certain butcher place.
I remember we were there. There was no melicha. They showed that they put the liver on this machine. There was no salting done at all. And one of the Talmidei Chacham says, but it says in the Ramah, Melicha Ma'at, Ma'at. Where's the salt?
What's
where's the salt? I don't remember. I have no clue.
Okay, so
what happened?
He listened?
I don't know. Obviously, they knew they were doing there. I do not know
okay.
what he said.
This was Ali processing? No.
I think so. There's many,
that's
many
years
ago.
That's under the
this
Sabra.
This was before, like Mamish, before my Sabrashis has happened.
Okay.
Vita.
Sorry for your story.
The cash we have with Maya Hadrolei Chavre, so how do we answer it? Rav Yosef Yehuda.
Machloikis. That we finished that already. Where have you been? That was all machloikis. The machloikis there was
right.
The nisim, ma'ase nisim. Yesoidus the machloikis.
Right.
Is the story of Eve ma'ase nisim,
right.
Or is the story of Eve a ma'ase teva?
Right.
This should be the erishta hakdama to every sefer Eve. And yet, I don't think it says that in all the Hakdamas, all these fancy books and Sefer Eve. You learn Daf Yomi, you know what to put in the Hakdama to Sefer Eve. So you saw this to Gemachleikis. How could you begin to learn Sefer Eve if you don't know what it says over here? Can you learn from this for us? Is it Maisa Nisim or is it Maisa Teva? It's a Machleikis. Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanon.
And
Chibarav.
And it's obvious, according to both of them, he existed. He was such a person.
Not necessarily. Maybe that's all what it means, by Sinisim. Maybe when it says, or maybe,
no.
Maybe, even if he did not exist, make believe, according to them, he never existed. When the Torah tells you this story, it's still telling you the story as if he is a real human being, and these are the conditions of humanity.
Later, I'm going to show you, Divya Chaskar Shini Barav, he explains, he reconciles the Machlaikas, he existed. When he says Lahoy never, he explains it.
Okay.
What that means.
The Shir is a Kazayas. As long as a Kazayas is left in the liver, then the liver can rejuvenate, can live.
Yes.
Mishnah. And it says the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, Nitla HaKoveit, V'loi Nishtai Menu Kilum. Kilum is even less. Maha Nishtai Kashera. Av Gavdolai the Kazayas. The Gemara says, guess what? What Rabbi Yochanan said, the Rebbe, he said something, and the Talmud may argue what exactly he said. One Talmud said, the Rebbe said, Kazayis, and the other one said, Klum, it's Machlaikis, Amaroyim, what he said.
But one second, but doesn't the Mishnah say, Mefurish, that if the liver is removed?
Yeah, so that's going to be according to one Tana. Rabbi Yochanan is a Tana. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kalachistam Mishnah." I'm sorry. I know. Of course, the number. He wrote the Yushalm. It means like
no. Who says he wrote the Yushalm? That's a different.
Yes.
No.
Rabbi Yochanan was the. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Rabbi Yochanan was the wrote Yushalmi.
And he
Kalachistam Mishnah. He says Kistam Mishnah. The Mishnah, our Mitzvah, Rabbi Yochanan is coming to pass like a Mishnah. The Mishnah here says that Loi Klum. So the most, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, our Mishnah. The Mishnah previous Amud.
Oh, they took a Klum. It's Mashma.
Dafka Klum.
Dafka Klum. But let's say there's a Mashu.
Yeah.
Then it's going to be Dafka Mashu.
It doesn't have to be
exact. Oh, no. We have the name of Yochanan, the Talmud, and he says over here that's going to be Rabbi Yitzchak.
Yeah.
Smach Le Samaroi, what Rabbi Yochanan said. Vaita. Next. Next, the Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan Morosh Nikva. Now, what's the raya? Rabbi Yitzchak. Every time he says they have to have a kazayis, what's a kazayis? Morosh Nikva. V'chavitz
Sosasma. This is Rabbi Yochanan's memory.
This is Rabbi Yitzchak.
No,
Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan is the name of Yochanan. So there's all the machlokes Amaroi. What Rabbi Yochanan said?
Yeah.
What Rabbi Yochanan says? Here we got the Zel Rabbi Yitzchak, the same Rabbi Yitzchak who said before that you have to have a kazayis.
Yes.
Right? Is that what he said before?
According to one bandama.
The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yitzchak Rabbi Yochanan Lachin Rabbi Yochanan Kazayis. I have the Zel Rabbi Yitzchak now. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Marosh Nikva. We have a Mara, a gallbladder. They got a teeny little hole, but we have over here an advantage. The advantage is the Chavei Soy Sasma.
It seals it up.
It seals it Kashera. Even though normally we pass it as Machlekes, in the Mishnah of Yosef, we said the Mishnah Nidla Nikva Hamara, even a small hole. But here's an exception. If it's sealed by the Chavei, it is okay. The Korkman is the gizzard.
Right.
The gizzard, they sell it in the store. It's a muscle. It's a muscle which a very powerful muscle which grinds
it's
up the
salty,
food.
Very salty, by the way.
It grinds up the food in that's going down the tube.
Yeah.
The kiss shaloi, but let's say there's a hole. The kiss shaloi kayam. The kiss. this cover, there's a cover, there's some type of membrane that is on top of the korkavod, kosher. That's what he says. Let's say pumfaket. Let us say that this halakha we just said over here is. Now what's the Omar?
You mean the korkavod is in the Why did the Gemara say the Omar is
Gimel? So Chlam of Yomar. It's a new halakha. I got confused. Another girsa. Go back one line. The Gemara said the Omar. That's confusing. Because it sounds like that we're coming to a raya to the machlekes amoroyim what Rabbi Yochanan said. Yeah. No, the correct gears, or at least the gears at the start of the Gemara is v'omar. You have a new Gemara v'omar. It's a naya halacha, a new halacha v'omar. Going back to the simonim, right? Oh. You have the simonim. We have new halacha of Kork. We have new halacha of the Mara. What does he say? Another halacha.
I understand that. If there's a hole and there's a kishloy, it's covered in. The kish, it's in a hole.
There's a membrane. There's some type of flesh
covering the korban.
It covers the korban in the place where we got a hole. Amen. So therefore, kishloy kikayim kasha. Ibayelu avshal. What about pumfakert? Pumfakert.
Very interesting. There's a hole, but it didn't puncture the kiss.
It's not a foolish. There's a hole in the korkavon, but the korkavon is covered by the kiss.
So how's that? So how did the hole happen? So
it didn't go through this tube.
Because the food goes down. That most of the holes you find the animals are from the inside out.
Yeah.
Because the animals swallow pebbles.
Okay.
They swallow nails. Thorns.
How come it wasn't punctured? So the kiss is from inside?
Inside. Inside the korkavod. Most of the holes come from the inside going out.
So the
out.
Kiss is, where is it?
On the outside of the korkavod.
So how is it possible when something goes through, it has to go through the kiss in order to get inside the korkavod?
No, the kiss is going from the mouth. It goes in the mouth like a tube.
Yeah.
It goes all the way down, and then it gets to the korkavod.
Oh.
And the korkavod has on the inside a cover. So as the muscle contracts,
and the second kiss is where inside
on the outside of the of the korkavon.
Where's the hole?
The hole's on the inside. That's two different types of holes. The hole can be in the korkavon,
and how did the hole wind up without puncturing the kiss?
Because how did the thorn get there? The thorn didn't get there from the outside. The thorn got there from the inside. The animal ate the thorn, and it went all the way down the tube. And then the korkavon is a muscle which contracts.
I got it.
Let's say you have another case, pumfakert. It was punctured from the outside. Someone shot it. It was in a war. It got shot from the outside.
Yeah.
But the bullet stopped before it got into the korkavon. Only punctured the kiss, did not puncture the korkavon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it was bulletproof.
My, what's the law?
So there was a law in that case. So what is our law? The Gemara says, It's okay. As long as one of the two is closed, you're okay. Bye. Next one.
I'm a rabba. It's a rabba? Okay.
What do you got? You're a rabba?
No. The hay goes on the. No.
Rabba. I'm a rabba. Okay. Okay. The esophagus has two different pieces of skin. There's the thick, the inside, there's a very thin membrane on the outside. Chitzayin odoim. This they always demonstrate. You go over to a shlachtois, that's what they do. They show you the veshet. This is the veshet. Yeah. This is the kohen. And then they show you the veshet. They peel it, and they show you. They read you this gemara. Chitzayin, the outer one is red.
Yeah.
Upanimi lavan, and the inner one is white.
Yes.
This is moridik kabbal in yonim on this. Red and white on the veshet.
And the shtei oiris covers the
veshet. No, that is the veshet. The veshet is made up of two oiris.
Oh.
The tube is made up. The whole tube. The inside is white, the outside is red.
Right.
What do I have to know this for? What are you telling this me for? And for the Gemara, the chalef trefa, naizach, a whole new halacha. Let's say there's an abnormality. It's a mutant. It was hatched, a modnazach, that the veshet turned out that it's white. It's white on the outside and red on the inside.
Well, normally it's just opposite.
Yeah.
It really has to do with the color, or has to do with each one's function?
Each one's function. Each one is the material. It's a genetic disease. When the veshet evolved, when the neshek developed.
What's the function of the red?
The red is very thin. The red is a very thin protective coating.
It's
the white
muscle tissue on the outside.
The white is thick.
The red is the muscle tissue.
And here it is, the red and the white. You see, here's red, and white is inside.
What does the red do?
The red controls the muscle tissue,
yeah,
which controls the movement of the food throughout the esophagus. And the white inner tube is a mucous membrane whose slippery surface is the one actually in contact with the food, allowing it to glide.
Which one? The white one.
The white inside. So it glides through, but the red is the muscle.
By human same being, thing. Same thing.
Umoysar oda min abehema oyin zelbazan.
Except for
ayin oyin oyin is aleph is
amira
yediyah neshama.
That's the only three things.
Oyin. Yeah. He told me that. He knows Kotar Kula.
Slash Chassidish Vamakobel.
He knows Kotar Kula, Mamish. Kul Alts, Alts.
What does Ayn stand for?
Amir Yedin Hashem.
Amir Yedin Hashem.
Every Shabbos.
But if not, Chakol Havel. Ham Moisim and Behema is Ayin. But if not, it's Chakol Havel.
Oh, I see.
The best Mamma Chazal is Moitzeni Esho Isha Marmimus.
Please, don't, Nick. Next.
Just joking. Why do they call people honey? Is it honey?
No.
It's luma. It's a euphemism for marmy mothers.
Okay, next.
No?
Why
do people call their wife honey? Honey.
So what is
honey?
And what's
marmy
mother? How does it have to fit with
marmy mother? It says, Shlomo Melech said, right. More bitter than death.
Right.
So why do people call their wife honey?
Ishara, we're talking about Ishara.
Because honey is sweet. Yes. Mar is bitter.
Right.
People, it's a euphemism.
Saginar.
It's a euphemism.
No? Next.
Right. Okay, so it's like a genetic.
So
let's say Lu Yitzuy, it's not one of the lists.
The white is the outer and the red.
How did that happen?
So if there's a hole in one of them.
The Mishnah is only listing normal things. This is abnormal. This is the mud in the zakh.
And if there's a hole in one of them.
Not a hole. Forget about a hole.
So what's the hole?
It's a trefa. It's an abnormality. If you have an animal, a bird that's born, and somehow something went wrong when it developed, when it was developing, and the chemicals somehow they got inverted, and on the outside is the white, and the inside is the red, this is an abnormality. Right. It's, even though there's no hole. Right. Oh, why he's a murdering akasha? So why then did the Mishnah list this in the Mishnah? The Teretz says, the mission is only listing normal, healthy creatures.
Not something
and something went wrong, it becomes a treifa. But if you're dealing with an abnormality, a genetic disease, this is not even bechlal the mission, it's a treifa from the get-go.
Is that another category?
It's not even necessary to be a category.
It could be 20 other things.
A million other things.
It could
be anything.
Anything that's a genetic, viewed to be a machinery in the teva, what's not natural, it doesn't even begin to enter into the whole lumdish of art over here. Right. That does not even enter into the mesachta. Elu trefos means a healthy, gesunte animal.
Right.
Something went wrong.
Right.
But if you're starting out with an abnormality, for example, I have a perfectly healthy animal, but the red is on the inside
obviously
and the white's on the outside. What?
Obviously it's
a lot of things are possible.
Exactly.
You want to go, this is possible? I can show you many crazy things that are possible.
Won't say that. The
what?
The only mentions things that are remotely possible.
Okay, so the Gemara gives this example, the Ichal of Treifa.
Right.
Now, by the way, this topic, even though generally you don't hear very much about Kabbalah and Yonim on these type of Gemaras,
Kabbalah
and Yonim when it comes to Eilu Treifas, but this is probably the top of the list of Kabbalah and Yonim and Drush, is the food pipe that's red and white. Mm-hmm. Red represents dinim. White represents rachamim. The rachamim is on the inside, and the din is on the outside. If it's reversed, then there's a big problem. There's a lot of Torah on this. Okay, there's a lot of Torah on this. This is something that's very, very popular. Vaita. Let's go vaita. This is extremely important halacha, not just by the vesh, but all of this basically applies to all of the internal organs, and it's a very critical halacha. If there is a hole, and the hole goes all the way through, but it's not lined up, it's not mefulash. It's zeh sheloi.
It goes all the way through.
It's what it says. It's a zeh shloikin zeh. Nikvu shneim, both of the membranes.
And then the other one is like that.
Well, that's what they do today. Today they take cows or whatever they call them that give milk, and they sometimes get their stomachs are bloated. There's some type of disease, and they give them injections in their stomach. What are they doing? They give them. When they do the injection, they make a hole. So it's a treifa. They make a hole in the stomach. Mom, it's a treifa. It's a treifa. The milk is treif.
Right.
The only reason why we're able to drink milk is a chazaka. Gedoyel chazaka. So until you do a bedik, we have right. What?
Why is milk not
the Gemara says that consensus is eretz zavas cholav udvash. only because of that pasuk is not called Eiv Menachai. Pasuk in the Torah, Zachol V'Dvash. So, but let's say that only assuming that the animal is a kosher animal. Now, you'll tell me, Mordechai Gazach, that today, Vizman Azev, you go to a Shechita, only 30% of animals today are galat kosher.
So
how can you buy milk? How can you go into the supermarket and buy golden flow
maybe
milk?
It's a trefa.
Maybe it's a trefa. And the statistics are
that it is a trefa.
It's at least not glat. Right. It's sure not glat. It's how you let it go buy milk.
Why would you say most are trefa?
That's the metzias. That trefa. It's not glat. Would you eat not glat meat? I look at you. I can see only glat.
We're talking about circus now. Circus free.
Sirchus, when they do a shechita on animals, what percentage of animals today are called glat?
In the meantime, you've been drinking their milk for the last time.
Right.
30% are glat. 70%.
How do you define glat? Again, sirchus?
Sirchus. There are no sirchus.
We don't pass them like. We pass them like the Ramah.
Light circus are okay.
Right.
But 70% of the animals have heavy circus, thick circus.
And even quantum Ramah, it's a
yes.
problem?
Even according to the Ramah, 70% of our animals today are not called glat.
Okay.
And that's what they sell
to others. So how can we drink milk?
How do you drink milk? If you were to shecht it, so you would discover 70% of those animals, 70% of the milk in the supermarket is coming from animals that we know that if we do shechita, it would not be called glat.
There's no bittel.
What? And there's no bittel.
So what's more important than Chol of Yisrael would be that it was not...
Exactly. So you know the answer is? The answer is G'doy l'chazaka. A halachic principle.
Not because of the incision that they made.
I'm not up to that yet. I'm just telling you generally. I'm just bringing up the point. Right. If the animal is alive, there is a cheskas chayim. You don't have to even take into consideration what's going to be with the circus when you do ma'aseh shechita. We're not holding there. We're holding the animal is alive. It's giving off milk.
So you don't have to be afraid.
You have to take this. The halacha does not take into consideration.
So one second, let's say you know that it has.
Oh,
how would you possibly
so let's say this animal today is not feeling well. Nice. It's not giving off milk. Yeah. You take it to the vet. Correct. The vet says, "Oh, it has a stomach. His stomach is bloated. We have to do a procedure.
Right.
Mr. Cow will lie down on your back, please." Yeah. Mr. Cow lies down, and the doctor takes out his little needle, and
okay.
makes a hole. Yeah. He makes a hole. Yeah. He just perforated the stomach.
Right. Right.
The keres.
And
he did a neck of mefulosh.
Right.
Mefulosh.
Right.
It's a trefa.
Right.
And if you take, so what, you sew it up.
Yeah,
once a trefa, always a trefa. No such thing. No such thing as sewing it up. No such thing as sewing it up. No such thing as a trefa. So what do you do? So the Isser of Moshe, years ago, you know what the answer was?
Yeah,
Rabbi Shlomo is very big into this. Years ago, you know what they did? Well, the procedure in the veterinarian, they did not just take a needle and puncture it through and through. They puncture on an angle. It was a negative.
It's not
in line. The fairish thing was kosher.
It's
not a trefa.
The doctor is not looking to make sure that
this is
kosher.
The procedure. The procedure, yes, that's how they're trained. You make a straight hole, the animal will die. You'll go and it'll cause it to be even worse. You don't go make a hole, mamish, mafoolish. They make it zeshaloi keneged zeh. That's why most positive it's not a trefa problem. Now, fast forward 30.
When you get a needle, it's called a nekev.
What?
When a person gets a needle, it's called
a nekev. Yeah, it sure is. It sure is a nekev. Fast forward, I'm telling you, incredible. Fast forward 30 years. Today, there are techniques. A lot has changed in the veterinarian. They make today a nekev mefulosh.
Yeah, and it's still, it can still survive?
Oh, that's not a kasha. The fact that it survives, the son had teva, that's not a kasha. They make, but if they make a neck of a foolish bizman hazeh,
right.
On certain types of procedures, it's mamish a trefa.
Right.
And therefore, how are you allowed to drink the milk?
Yeah.
So, this is one of the big advantages today of drinking Chol of Yisrael milk.
Hmm.
Because most of the Chol of Yisrael farms, if they need to do this procedure, they have an arrangement with the non-Jews that they swap it. They swap the animal. They sell the animal to the goyim for an animal that did not have this procedure. So today, when you buy Chol of Yisrael milk, not only are you having the advantage that there's a mashkiach, there's a higher standard that it should not be a trefa.
Wow.
Today, Chol of Yisrael doesn't just make this supervision. There's no pig milk. Chol of Yisrael today has milis.
Right.
that it's not a treifa.
So when you buy OUD milk, you don't need
it. The O you cannot rely upon this. So Rabbi Belsky has a chiddush nifla. Which
would you say the OU cannot?
The OU does not. The OU like has. Land, the OU gives a heksher on cholov stam.
Like Fairland.
Cholov stam. Most of the OU Costco. Products are cholov stam. And these animals go through these procedures. So it's mamish a treifa. So long came Rabelski and he says a chiddush nifla. I should have told me all this. A chiddush nifla ad me'oid, and many poskim are in shock. He told me no shiva minute. What are they about? Rabelski was mechadish. Rabelski that if you do a procedure, a nekiv mefulash for the purpose of healing the animal, that's not nichlal in elitreifus.
I remember hearing this Shabbos morning.
Eilu treifus is a sugya of where an animal, something happened, there was an accident, it got into an accident, it got into a fight. Or let's say there's a disease, there's a pagam. But if you are a veterinarian and you do a maisa, a surgical maisa.
What's his source?
I don't know his source. No one knows his source. Yes, and that's why it's very controversial, his psak halacha. He holds like yearly, like the Rambam says, Kol HaTorah Kula is a source. The Rambam, I remember when I was in 12th, the Rebbe says, when the Rambam says a halacha, and the Rambam brings 10 reasons, he's a chiddush, and the Rambam says, I'll tell you that I'm right, I'll bring a raya from this Gemara, a raya from here. It goes through 10 reasons, okay?
Yeah.
And then the Rambam, another sugya, you turn the page, the Rambam says, yearly, this is the halacha. And he doesn't give you, it's a chiddush nifla, and he doesn't give you any source. Our Rebbe's challenge is which is a more established halacha, the halacha that the Rambam says yearly, so or the halacha that the Rambam says I have 10 rayos that I'm right.
Superficially, the rayos of references.
The one that's better.
Yeah.
Why as sources? So my Rebbe shows that says I hear what you're saying. He says when the Rambam says yearly, that's better because the Rambam says yearly it means kol haTorah kula. When the Ram has to give you 10 reasons, it means he's struggling. He's struggling. So he has to support it by finding 10 reasons because there are cashes you can ask.
Year.
But when you say yearly, when the Ram...
Not yearly, nearly.
No, year, either or. Both the two different, they're both the same.
Yearly means
it appears to me, this seems to be correct.
Usually it's nearly, okay.
The Ram says yearly.
I thought you said yearly.
No, year means it seems correct to me. It means the Rambam is paskening. He's paskening from Kol HaTorah Kula. Rabbi Belsky, he knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Mamish, no joke about it.
I'm sure he brings a source. He brings
and he paskened. I don't know what the source is. Everyone is up.
But everybody, Mamish, he was like a Das Yachid.
Das Yachid, but the OU accepts his Psak Halacha. They accept it. They accept it.
This is based on Rabelski.
Yes. Rabbi Shmimin, he tells us, he asks him, he knows this stuff inside out. And he called up the OU to discuss.
So out of Rabelski, what would happen?
Then today, in the 21st century, Chol of Stam, good chunk of Chol of Stam is Nechshad, has been treifable.
Because and we wouldn't be able to drink it.
We're not a grind, and we'll make all your food treif. Because, well, you have to know the details. It's not so simple because there are only, not every animal goes through this procedure. You have to know what the statistics are. Okay? And in the olden days, they did not do a nekiv mefulash. They did not give she'ena mefulash.
Why?
Different technology, different techniques.
So why couldn't they do it?
I don't know the answer. You got to go talk to the doctors. Look, every single day, there are new things that come out. Doctors, there's new technology,
by the way,
new techniques.
You know, for a Jew, it's also, it's prohibited.
And maybe they sew it up afterwards. You know, right? They sew it afterwards. I don't know. But he has a very incredible chiddush, a merdika chiddush, that when you do these things, look, let me tell you something. The truth is, what Rabelski says, just think about it. Today, many people have surgery. Many people say, Rahman Wilson have surgery in their lifetime. Basically, every surgery that a person has makes them into a treifa. So you're going to go, so everyone's a treifa? Everyone's a treifa? The whole class is a treifa?
And therefore, what's the
what
problem?
Are the statistics of people who go have surgery? Very high. By the time someone's 60 years old...
Am I an African man for a human being?
He can't serve at the Beis Din.
According to Rabelski, it's a reform.
Oh, exactly. It's not mistaver to say that a person has surgery today, and they go, they do open heart surgery. He has a bypass, or has any procedure. They make him into a treifa. It's not mistaver.
Your mother's been here. She's in the hospital for a month. The doctor told me, expect the worst.